In the space of less than 2,000 years, they had already produced implements of mass death that would have horrified the most callous dictators in the long, dark history of the galaxy. Already, the children of Earth were the most terrifying creatures in the galaxy. They became the stuff of horror stories, nightly warnings told to children, huge, hulking, brutish things that hacked and slashed and stabbed and shot and burned and survived, that built monstrous metal things that rumbled across the landscape and blasted buildings to ruin. All that preserved us was their lack of spaceflight. In their obsession with murdering one another, the humans had locked themselves into a rigid framework of physics that thankfully omitted the equations necessary to achieve interstellar travel. They became our bogeymen, locked away in their prison planet, surrounded by a cordon of non-interference, prevented from ravaging the galaxy only by their own insatiable need to kill one another. Gruesome and terrible, yes, but at least we were safe. Or so we thought. The cities were called Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In the moment of their destruction, the humans unlocked a destructive force greater than any of us could ever have believed possible. It was at that moment that those of us who studied their technology knew their escape to be inevitable, and that no force in the universe could have hoped to stand against them.
Have you ever tried learning something new, like a new skill or a new subject, for whatever reason you may have, only to find out that learning something new is proving to be quite a challenge? Well, it doesn't have to be that way. There's a learning process or style called accelerated learning, which is, quite simply put, a plan to help you learn quicker. It basically helps you find the most ideal options in preparing your learning environment and in setting up learning programs to meet your needs and the needs of all the learners involved so that the progression of your learning intensifies and quickens. People who apply accelerated learning are able to remember more information, which leads to them being able to apply what they've learned more in all the aspects of their lives. Critical thinking strengthens, and organizational as well as innovative thinking heightens as well. Not only that, but they also end up as faster and more efficient learners in the long run. Accelerated learning is a guide for any type of learner, which has been made through years of study and research. Just like all learning, it constantly changes and improves as we learn and develop as years go by.
Wake up, soldier boy. We'll be there shortly.
Carter's eyes blinked open. He stifled a yawn as he sat straighter in the passenger seat, stretching his neck to ease an aching muscle. Carter grimaced at the landscape outside his window. When last awake, they'd been driving through green countryside. And yet now, they were above the snow line. To either side of the road, snow gums reached for the sky, their branches laden with glistening snow in the afternoon sun. The road itself was largely clear, with only the occasional dusting of white where branches overhead provided shade.
Shit, how long have I been asleep?
Couple of hours.
His new colleague, Agent Sophia Rylan, gave him a sideways glance before fixing back on the road.
What name do you prefer me to use, first or last? Just don't expect me to use some bullshit army nickname.
Aside from my parents, no one's called me Owen since I was a kid.
What? Not even your wife?
Ex-wife. Rylan raised an eyebrow.
Okay. Surname it is then.
Having met her for the first time earlier that day, Carter had yet to get a bearing on his new boss. Rylan's accent was difficult to pin down, her words a mongrel mix of British, American, and Australian inflections. Her facial expressions were guarded, providing zero insight to her thoughts.